Aircheckdownloads.com.
That's a long version of that, isn't it? Tavares and Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel. It's 20 minutes past four. If you're looking for things to do, well, I've got something for you, although not this weekend, certainly looking ahead to next Tuesday. Because next Tuesday is the next Pennywell Patch Roadshow.
Thank you.
Thank you, boys to men. Yes, well, I don't know, I'm not sure that's quite me, actually, but I'm sure some people will like it a great deal. Let's have a look and see how things are on the road. At the moment, it's not too bad this Friday evening. No reported problems on the roads in our area at all at the moment. Travel news is brought to you by AA Roadwatch and Alexander Bridge Cars at Bertrand Avenue in Southwick, number one for SEAT in the northeast. That was clever, wasn't it? I tell you what, we'll try and get that one again, because I was quite enjoying that. I don't know about you. Sorry about that. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Hang on a second. Let's see if it's going to go for us now. That's better. Joshua Caddison and Jesse. That's what I felt when I hit the wrong button. Right, Jesse. Anyway. Let's tell you what's on around the region this evening. If you want to go and get some live music, then at the Newcastle Riverside, you'll find there's China Drum, Flying Medallions, Tribute to Nothing, and Simon Williams. They're all on the bill. That's Riverside in Newcastle. All right, 7 minutes to five. I think it's about time we had another look to see what's going on the roads. And at the moment, it's mainly water that's causing the problems, because I'm told there's a lot of brollies out and around in the area. That's how things are at the moment on the roads. As far as public transport, well, the buses all appear to be running to time. Intercity and regional railways tell us there are no delays. And Teesside and Newcastle International airports, flights seem to be getting in and out without difficulty at the moment. Your travel news is provided by AA Roadwatch and Alexander Bridge Cars at Bertrand Avenue in Southwick. Number one for SEAT in the northeast. That's 10cc and Rubber Bullets. We're heading up for the news at 5 o'clock to take us there. It's Michelle Gale, a little bit of sweetness for you. You make sure you keep it here on 103.4. I've got some more great music in the next hour.
From the heart of the city of Sunderland, 24 hours a day, you're listening to We're FM. We're FM.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Andrew Carter.
And that's it for now. I'll be back at 5:45 with tonight's We're FM Reports.
Taking you all the way home. We're FM at drive time.
Freddie and the rest of Queen getting us underway in this hour. It's Roy London with you this Friday evening, taking you through until 5:45. We're gradually working our way towards the weekend here on We're FM. And as far as the weekend weather goes, well, showers dying out tonight, then a dry and clear night, which means a bit of frost around, I'm afraid. The winds are going to be light and variable, and we're looking for a minimum of freezing point. Might just creep above it to about 1 degree Celsius. Looking ahead to tomorrow, the cloud thickening, bringing a bit of rain with it. In fact, I say a bit, quite heavy, maybe even thundery at times. And then on Sunday, still cloudy, further outbreaks of rain, although gradually becoming more showery rather than heavy. So, have you been watching EastEnders? Yes. I see that Jeff has at last seen sense and told Michelle that he's not going to marry her. Can you blame the man? Goodness me. He obviously realised the sort of living hell that he'd be in for if he did. I mean, if that woman's bottom lip comes up much more, she'll go blind. In excess. And beautiful girl, like that one, I must admit. It's Roy Leonard, it's We're FM on a Friday evening. And I don't know if you saw the paper story this morning where a rebel vicar is now giving a discount. He actually lost his job. He was kicked out of his job. And so he decided, right, that's it. I'm going to do cut price things. I'm going to offer bargain weddings and funerals and baptisms and all that sort of thing. And he's already getting some customers. Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, the price of weddings and funerals and stuff these days, I would imagine he'll make a decent living out of it. Whether it counts or not, I don't know. He's talking of, you know, marrying people in pubs and all sorts of things if they want to. So, bargain weddings now being done by this rebel vicar. I must admit, I was a bit surprised, though, because I always thought it was rabbis who did that sort of thing. I mean, I was told that they were the ones who tended to cut things off here and there. AircheckDownloads.com.